forward to taking up full membership of the Good Friday Agreement Implementation Committee. And obviously we have attendance rights and participation rights in that committee, and that's inherently a good thing, but we're asking for more. As people elected in the North West, for example, I'm seeking full speaking rights in the Dáil as of now and into the future. And two of the reasons, one of them would be Brexit. I mean, the North West of Ireland, Tyrone, Derry, Donegal, nowhere is going to be more affected by this forced withdrawal from the EU against our will than border communities like Strabane and Lifford, Castledeard, Plaidy and Derry, Buncrana. You know, those immediate border areas are going to be seriously impacted upon socially and economically, and we've got to try to put a stop to that. And secondly, the whole business of defending the Good Friday Agreement and making sure that the Irish government acts strongly as a co-guarantor alongside the British government in a development situation where the DUP are trying to extract influence. So there's a lot of work to do, and we look forward to taking up full membership of the Dáil Committee, that is the Good Friday Agreement Committee, but we're also seeking full speaking rights in the Dáil itself.
When you say full speaking rights in the Dáil itself, do you say effectively that the seven of you should be allowed to attend full Dáil sessions in the Dáil chamber and actually contribute to those sessions, particularly when they pertain to issues like Brexit and Northern Ireland?
Absolutely. That is our demand. That is our request. You know, people from Tyrone, people from Derry want to be heard in the Dáil itself. We would like to be able to table motions. We would like to be able to table debates, and we'd like full speaking rights in the Dáil. And I think that's what the people have voted for recently. If you know now that seven Sinn Féin MPs have been returned, and in a way, you know, people in Ireland are turning their back on the Westminster chamber. I think the political dynamic now and into the future is going to be all Ireland. It's going to be North-South. And there's going to be a lot of action in Europe. So that's why it's a critical time, and it's a critical time that we get the full opportunity to represent the people who have empowered us.
It could be argued that Gerry Adams, your party leader, is in the Dáil. Piers Doherty is in the Dáil. There are many other capable TDs in the Dáil already to speak on behalf of Sinn Féin. What can you contribute that your party colleagues can't?
It's really about the rights of the people who have elected the seven Sinn Féin MPs. Indeed, 18 MPs. The 18 MPs from the six counties are entitled to take up membership of the committee today. I hope that they do. Certainly the Sinn Féin team will be there, and we'll be there, and our one of our members will remain in London to take part in the meeting with Theresa May, the British Prime Minister. But the other six travelling to Dublin today. It's really about the rights and entitlements of the people of the six counties within an all-Ireland context. And at no time in recent history is that more pronounced and more urgent than now.
Would you be seeking voting rights as well as speaking rights?
That is the Sinn Féin demand. That is the Sinn Féin agenda. We're an All-Ireland party. We are uniquely an All-Ireland party. Everybody else is organised either on 26 county lines or 6 county lines. And that's the strength of Sinn Féin, is that we have people elected in Europe, four MEPs, the largest team of MEPs from this country. Sinn Féin is the largest party in Ireland, but it's only our rights and our entitlements that we're seeking, and that's why the people are supporting us.
But what gives you the right to speaking and voting rights in Dáil Éireann? Effectively, what gives you the right to be a TD when nobody within the Republic of Ireland, nobody within the area covered by Dáil Éireann has voted for you?
Well, a very, very changing situation. You'll know that we are Irish citizens. We're Irish citizens. Look at how many people in the six counties hold Irish passports. It's becoming a more complicated situation. We want to hold on to our European membership. We're Irish citizens, and we want to play a full role in the political life of the nation. And, you know, it extends wider than that too. Last night in the Camden Centre in London, we heard calls from the Irish diaspora to be represented fully as well, as they are in other countries. You know, it's a ridiculous situation, for example, that Polish people in Ireland can vote for the Polish president, whereas Irish people in the six counties are denied the right to vote for an Irish president. So it's a changing situation. A lot of things are up in the air, and we are pressing for our full national rights.